This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
Waitstaff at the Frisco restaurant on Burnett are working double shifts this weekend to handle crowds coming in to say goodbye. The longest running of Austin's legendary Nighthawk restaurants is closing on Sunday after 65 years in business. This week, KUT's Joseph Leahy snagged a spot at the counter to say goodbye to the Frisco before it's gone for good.
It's usually pretty dead at 3 in the afternoon at the Frisco in North Central Austin, but not since last week. That's when the owners announced the last restaurant in Austin's Nighthawk empire is folding. Sitting at the counter, Julie Brown says she came in for a last piece of pie in memory of her parents who went on dates at the Frisco's original location when they first met.
I happened to drive by and I had something in my mind that said, I heard my mother's voice because she passed a few years ago. And I heard her voice say, go in there and get some coconut pie before they close. So the universe brought me in here.
The Frisco's owner, Harry Aiken, says it's been bittersweet seeing so many longtime customers show up. He's also surprised by all the newcomers.
I have incidentally encountered an astonishing number of persons who have never been to the restaurant before, but who decided to come in when they saw the story about our closing. And that's ironic in a way, but it's been an astonishing number of persons.
Aiken's uncle, also named Harry, founded the first Nighthawk restaurant on South Congress and Riverside in 1932. Over the next 40 years, he grew the business to 7 locations, including 2 in San Antonio, as well as a frozen food division. The younger Aiken says his uncle was well known for his charm, enthusiasm, and his catchphrases.
Well, probably the best known is, there's nothing accidental about quality. And Uncle Harry was a maniac on the subject of quality.
Harry Aiken was really into the quality of the beef served in the Nighthawk's signature Frisco burgers and top chopped steaks. He made a series of commercials in the early 1960s to spread the word.
Since no other establishments have been invested with the top chopped formula or authorized to merchandise and serve it in the Nighthawk manner, we think it's only fair to suggest that only in a Nighthawk restaurant can you expect to be served a real, bona fide top chop steak, the kind that's truly famous for that sirloin flavor.
But the Nighthawk restaurants were probably most famous for serving and employing minorities in the still deeply segregated South. Aiken was a strong believer in equal rights. He lost customers by giving management positions to black people and women.
Where black is the color, where none is the number.
In early June 1963, a month after the release of Bob Dylan's The Free Willin', Harry Aiken and other restaurateurs went to the White House to discuss desegregating the service industry. A few days later, President John F. Kennedy called on Congress to act.
I am therefore asking the Congress to enact legislation giving all Americans the right to be served in facilities which are open to the public. Hotels, restaurants, theaters, retail stores, and similar establishments. I recently met with scores of business leaders.
In the same week, Aiken got 16 other Austin restaurant owners to sign an integration pact to open their facilities to everyone, regardless of race, color, or creed. Harry Aiken's progressive policies and willingness to fight social norms made him a natural leader. For a time, he led the National Restaurant Association. He also held an Austin City Council seat and later became mayor.
That was one of the reasons he was a hero to a lot of us.
Eddie Wilson owns and operates both Threadgill's restaurants in Austin. Harry Aiken was a mentor, he says, who even showed hospitality toward Austin's long-haired hippie crowd that also had trouble getting service in the 1970s.
When we went over there, you know, in that early Austin hippie cowboy drag, it was a pretty strange mix. We were outcasts everywhere but the Nighthawk. Back in those days.
Wilson says his own business and others are now in the same boat as the Frisco, facing similar financial challenges.
You know, and that same boat's taking on water for me right now, too. You know, the taxes have gotten so high that the existence of the downtown Threadgills is we're not going to be there forever.
The younger Harry Aiken says his property taxes at the Frisco have tripled in the last 5 years. Another challenge, he says, is changing taste and the explosion of new restaurants in recent years.
We've focused on attracting younger people, and I think we've really done a good job with that. Our clientele has evolved toward younger and younger, but apparently not a good enough job.
The kindness and respect served up at the Nighthawks over decades and millions of meals has no doubt played a part in shaping what Austin has become today and the city's progressive values. Aiken says the business has achieved more than his uncle could ever have imagined.
We've had a tremendous run. You know, 65 years for this business is really quite remarkable.
The Nighthawk name still lives on in local grocery store freezers. Nighthawk Foods, which split from the company in the late 1980s, still makes frozen chopped steaks and other entrees at its facilities just down the road in Buda. Joseph Leahy, KUT News.